శ్రీ పరమాత్మనే నమః. గీతా ప్రబోధని, కాన్సైజ్ కామెంట్రీ ఆన్ శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీత బై స్వామి రామ్సుఖదాస్ మహారాజ్జీ. చాప్టర్ 13 వర్స్ 19-34, డిస్కషన్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ అండ్ సోల్. చాప్టర్ 13 వర్స్ 19-20, ప్రకృతిం పురుషం చైవ విద్యనాది ఉభావపి వికారాంశ్చ గుణాంశ్చైవ విద్ధి ప్రకృతి సంభవాన్. కార్యకారణకర్తృత్వే హేతు ప్రకృతిర్ ఉచ్యతే పురుష సుఖదుఃఖానాం భోక్తృత్వే హేతుర్ ఉచ్యతే. నో దట్ ప్రకృతి నేచర్ ఆర్ మ్యాటర్ అండ్ పురుష సెల్ఫ్ ఆర్ స్పిరిట్ ఆర్ బోత్ వితౌట్ బిగినింగ్ అండ్ ఇటర్నల్ అండ్ నో ఆల్సో that all modifications and the gunas, the three modes of nature, are born of prakriti. Prakriti is said to be the cause of all activities of the body, karya, and external and internal organs, while the purushaha is said to be the cause in experiencing pleasure and pain. Comment: the Lord describes the distinction between kshetra and kshetrajna, now by the names prakriti and purushaha. The body and the world belong to prakriti division, and individual soul, the self, and God belong to purushaha division. As prakriti and purushaha are without beginning, similarly, the wisdom of knowing the distinction between them is also without beginning. Consequently, seeing with the eye of discrimination, the fields of prakriti and purushaha are totally unrelated to each other. The modification happens in inert matter or prakriti only, and not in self, the consciousness. Therefore, in fact, to feel pleasure, pain is not the nature of self, but due to the assumed identification with the matter. Its nature is to become joyous and sad. It means that self does not become joyous or sad, but by identifying as one with the state of being joyous, sad, he assumes that he is joyous and sad. In self, how can feelings of two opposite natures, such as joyous, sad, coexist? Two types of feelings can happen only in changing prakriti. What is changeless, it cannot have two different feelings. It means that all modifications can happen only in what is subject to change. Even though the self is changeless, but with identification with changing prakriti, it superimposes the modifications of prakriti on itself. Prakriti is God's potency and God is its master. From the point of view of knowledge, potency and its master both are separate. Because there is a change, increase and decrease in potency, but God remains the same. But from the point of view of devotion, both are one because potency cannot be separated from its master. That is, potency has no independent existence without its master. In order to support the two viewpoints of knowledge and devotion, the Lord has neither stated prakriti as endless nor with an end, but has only stated it as beginningless. The reason is that if prakriti is said to be endless, eternal, then the discipline of knowledge will be refuted, because from that point of view, prakriti has no existence at all. Nasato vidyate bhavo, Gita chapter 2 verse 16. If prakriti is stated to be with an end, that is transient, the principle of devotion will be refuted, because from the devotion point of view, prakriti being the potency of God is inseparable from him. Sadasachaham, Gita chapter 9 verse 19. In truth, the form, nature, of God is entire, samagra rupa. The supposition that God has no potency, that is not possible. If God is regarded to be totally powerless, then God will be proved to be unipresent or limited. In Him, power may change its form or may remain unmanifested, but there can never be negation of power in Him. Power abides in Him in its causal form, otherwise where will potency, prakriti, abide besides God? Hence, here both prakriti and purushaha have been called beginningless. Chapter 13, verse 21. Purushaha prakritistho hi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam gunasangosya sadasadhyoni janmasu. Purushaha, self, spirit, seated in prakriti, nature or matter, experiences or enjoys the gunas, modes of nature, born of prakriti. Attachment to the gunas becomes the cause of its birth in good and evil wombs. Comment. I is insentient, prakriti, and am is sentient, purushaha. I am. This is the identification of the sentient with the insentient. In I am resides the sense of doership and enjoyership. If an aspirant abandons I, then am will not remain, but is will persist. For example, when there is a piece of iron in the fire, there is no identification of the piece of iron with fire. So the piece of iron remains lying on the earth, while fire from this hot piece of iron merges into the formless fire element. Similarly, I persists in prakriti and am, being a form of ease, merges into ease. Nothing is mine and I do not indeed need anything. Having full faith in these two things, am merges completely in ease. This means that I, insentient, merges in inert and am, sentient, merges in self. In this way, the knot between insentient and sentient is broken, and then there is nothing remaining except pure ease. There is neither doership nor enjoyership in I. It means that I am is what is attracted towards pleasures and not ease. I am becomes the doer and enjoyer, and ease does not become the doer and enjoyer. That being so, an aspirant, instead of assuming I am, should accept only ease and should experience it. The gunas, modes of nature, sattva, rajas and tamas, do not bind, but by identifying with them, the individual goes to higher, middle and lower wombs. The attachment to the gunas, the individual assumes it by himself. Detachment is normal nature of the self. Asangohayam purushaha. If individual decides not to get attached to the gunas, then he will not be subjected to the cycle of birth and death. Chapter 13, verse 22. Upadrushtanumantacha bharta bhokta maheshwaraha paramatmeti chapyukto dehesmin purushah paraha. Purushaha, soul, is called the witness because of identification with the body vested within the body. The approver, because he gives consent. The sustainer, as he assumes he sustains the body. The experiencer, as he experiences pleasure and pain. The great Lord, or Maheshwaraha, as he assumes that he is master of the body. Really speaking, the Purushaha by own nature, the true self, is the supreme soul. Though residing in the body, He is beyond the body, ever untainted and unattached. Comment. In fact, the Purushaha soul is transcendental, untainted and unattached, but due to the relationship with others, he becomes a witness, an approver, etc. As a man becomes a father by having relationship with son, becomes a son by bearing relationship with the father, becomes a husband by bearing relationship with the wife, and becomes a brother by bearing relationship with a sister, etc. All these relationships are there to perform one's duty and not to have the sense of minus with them. The self is beyond all these, meaning that it is without any relationships. Here the purpose of giving several epithets such as Upadrishta, witness, Anumanta, approver, etc. is to express unity that the self, in fact, is only one. Chapter 13, verse 23. Yaevam veti purusham prakritincha gunahi saha sarvatha vartamanopi nasabhuyo bhijayate. He who knows thus fully the Purushaha, spirit, and Prakriti, nature, together with the Gunas, modes of nature, as separate, even though engaged in activities in every way, he is not born again. Comment. The aspirant who experiences the body to be totally separate from the self, in accordance with the expression used in the previous verse, Dehesmin Purushah Paraha, in spite of performing his duty according to the stage of life, Varnashrama, is not reborn because the reason for rebirth is the attachment with Gunas, Gita chapter 13 verse 21. As butter once churned from curd does not become curd again by mixing it with buttermilk, similarly, having renounced the relationship with the Gunas born of Prakriti, a man is not bound by Gunas again. Gita chapter 4 verse 35. Chapter 13 verse 24. Dehane natmani pashyanti kechidatmana matmana anne sankhena yogena karma yogena chapare. Some perceive God in their own self by the self through the yoga of meditation, others by the yoga of knowledge, and still others by the yoga of action. Comment. As in the preceding verse, the Lord stated that attaching importance to viveka, discrimination, is a means for salvation. Similarly, here in this verse, he mentions other means such as meditation, etc., to attain salvation. In the Gita, God realization has been mentioned by meditation in Gita chapter 6 verse 28, by Jnana Yoga, Sankhya Yoga, discipline of knowledge, in Gita chapter 2 verse 15, and by Karma Yoga, discipline of action, in Gita chapter 2 verse 71. It is said that God can be attained by the three disciplines. These three are independent means of God realization. Chapter 13, verse 25. Anye tvevam janantaha shrutvanyebhya upasate tepi chati taranteva mrityum shruti parayanaha. Yet others, ignorant of this, the means of realizing the self, disciplines of meditation, knowledge and action, take to worship by hearing from others. By their devotion to faithful practice of what they have attentively listened to from others, they too go beyond death. Comment. The people who do not have ability to understand the scriptures and the methods outlined in them, and whose discriminative power is weak, but they have a burning desire to go beyond death to attain liberation, such people also by obeying the liberated exalted souls go beyond mortality, meaning that they attain the reality. Chapter 13, verse 26. Yavat sanjayate kinchita sattvam sthavar jangamam. Kshetra kshetratnya sangyogat tat viddhi bharatarshabha. O best of the Bharatas, Arjuna, whatsoever being, animate or inanimate, is born, know it all as emanated from or the outcome of the union of Kshetra, field, and Kshetratnya, knower of the field. Comment. Whatever beings, moving, unmoving, animate, inanimate, etc., they all are born from the union of Kshetra and Kshetratnya. Kshetratnya, Purushaha located in Prakriti, assumes the body to be me, mine, and for me. This is union of Kshetra and Kshetratnya. Question. There is attraction and union between the objects of the same class. Then, how the union of Kshetratnya, the self, with the Kshetra, inert, the non-self, is possible? Swamiji's answer. Yes, that is correct. There cannot be union of darkness and sun. Similarly, there cannot be union of Kshetratnya and Kshetra. But being a fragment of God, Kshetratnya has the power to draw an object belonging to a different class and assume affinity with that object. God has bestowed this freedom upon the human being. But human beings have misused this freedom. That is, man, instead of assuming his affinity with God, has assumed his affinity with the world and has thus got entangled in the wheel of life and death. Refer Gita chapter 13, verse 21. Chapter 13, verse 27. Sangsam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram vinashyatsva vinashyantam yah pashyati sapashyati. He truly sees who sees the Supreme Lord as the imperishable, abiding equally in all perishable beings, the undying principle in the dying. Comment. As in the sky, sometimes there is light of the sun, sometimes it is dark of night, sometimes there is smoke, sometimes there are clouds, sometimes there is lightning and thunder, sometimes it rains, sometimes hail comes down, and sometimes different kinds of loud sounds are produced, but the sky does not undergo any change. It remains just the same, untainted and unaffected. Similarly, in the omnipresent God, sometimes there is new creation, Mahasarga, and final annihilation, Mahapralaya. Sometimes there is creation, Sarga, and annihilation, Pralaya. Sometimes there is birth and death, sometimes there is famine, sometimes there is flood, sometimes there is an earthquake, sometimes there is a terrifying war. But existence, or God, ever remains the same, untainted and immutable. A person may be bound or liberated, may be sinful or virtuous. The immutable entity, God, prevails equally in both. He who sees God as unchanged and immutable in the ever-changing world, which is marching towards destruction, he, in fact, truly sees. It means that who sees the changing and perishable body as the self, he does not see correctly. But he who always identifies himself as one with God, who is unchanging, untainted, and ever without any modifications, he sees correctly. Chapter 13, verse 28. Sangsam pashyani sarvatra samavastitam ishvaram nahinastyatmanatmanam tato yati parangatim. He who sees the Supreme Lord present equally everywhere, realizing this, he does not destroy himself by the self. As a result, he attains the supreme goal. Comment. The person who sees himself as one with Supreme Reality, God, in all animate, inanimate, moving, unmoving beings, he does not kill himself by himself. To believe the body modifications such as birth, disease, and death, etc., to be one's own is killing himself by the self, meaning that it is subjecting oneself to birth and death cycle. In fact, in the verses 27th and 28th, there is description of the self, soul, but because of the use of words Parameshwara, Supreme Lord, and Ishwara, Lord, in these verses, the Supreme Lord has been described, because the self is identical or of the same nature as God. Refer Gita chapter 13 verse 22. Chapter 13 verse 29. Prakrityaiva cha karmani kriyamanani sarvashah yah pashyati tathatmanam akartaram sa pashyati. He who realizes that all actions in every way are performed by Prakriti alone and that the Atma, self, is not the doer, he verily sees reality. Comment. All actions are performed by Prakriti only. In the Gita, the actions performed by Prakriti have been described in several ways, such as actions are performed by the gunas or modes of nature, and actions are performed by senses. As all actions are performed by the gunas. Prakriti kriyamanani gunaihi karmani sarvashah. Gita chapter 3 verse 27. The gunas are functioning in the gunas. Guna guneshu vartanta. Gita chapter 3 verse 28. There is no doer other than the gunas. Nanyam gunebhya kartaram yada drushtanu pashyati. Gita chapter 14 verse 19. Senses move among the sense objects. Indriyan indriyartheshu vartanta. Gita chapter 5 verse 9, etc. It means that all activity is born out of Prakriti only. So, Prakriti is never inactive in the least, while in the self there is never any activity. Hence, in the Gita, it is mentioned that the Sankhya Yogi, the yogi following the discipline of knowledge, who knows the truth, believes that he does nothing at all. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyeta tattvavit. Gita chapter 5 verse 8. He neither acts himself nor causes others to act. Naiva kurvanna karayan. Gita chapter 5 verse 13. The self, in spite of dwelling in the body, neither acts nor is tainted. Sharirasthopi kaunteya na karoti na lipyate. Gita chapter 13 verse 31. He who assumes the self to be the doer, that man of perverse understanding does not see in the right perspective because his mind is impure. Tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam. Gita chapter 18 verse 16. Chapter 13 verse 30. Yada bhuta prutak bhavam ekastham anupashyati tata eva cha vistaram brahma sampad yate tada. When he realizes that the manifold state of beings, that is existence, bhavas or sentiments of beings, is centered in Prakriti and evolve from Prakriti alone, then he attains Brahma. Comment. The gross, subtle and the causal bodies of all beings are born from Prakriti, stay in Prakriti and merge in Prakriti only. The one who realizes it as such attains Brahma, meaning that he goes beyond Prakriti, attains his true self, the ultimate reality or God. Chapter 13 verse 31. Anaditva nirgunatvat paramatmayama vyayaha sharirastho pikaunteya na karotina lipyate. O son of Kunti, Arjuna, the self being without beginning and without attributes or modes of nature is form of imperishable Paramatma or Supreme Soul only. Even though dwelling in the body, it neither acts nor gets tainted. Comment. Just like while residing in a house, we are separate from the house. In the same way, assuming to be dwelling in the body, but we are separate from the body. The self is without the beginning, while the body has a beginning. The self is without gunas or attributes, while the body is an evolute of gunas. The self is Paramatma, Supreme Soul, but the body is non-self. The self is imperishable, while the body is perishable. Even though an ignorant person holds that the self dwells in the body, but in fact it does not rest in the body, that is, it is totally detached from the body, na karotina lipyate. The reason is that the body has relationship with the world, but the self has relationship with God. Therefore, the self can never abide in the body. But by not paying attention to this fact, a man assumes the self to be residing in the body. Na karotina lipyate. The self neither acts nor gets tainted. This fact is not a result of any spiritual practice, but it is so by its own nature. It means that in the self there is not even a trace of doership, enjoyership. This is self-evident. It requires no effort, that is, nothing needs to be done for it. It means that doership and enjoyership are not to be wiped out, but they are not to be accepted in the self. The aspirant should realize their absence, because in fact they are not in the self. That being the case, an aspirant should always realize that he is neither a doer nor an enjoyer. Realization of freedom from doership and enjoyership is liberation while still living in the world. Chapter 13, verse 32. Yatha sarvagatam saukshamyad akasham nopalipyate sarvatravastitho dehe tatham manopalipyate. As all-pervading akasha, sky, because of its subtlety, is not tainted, likewise the self, Atman, pervading all bodies, is not tainted. Comment. Consciousness is only one, but because of ego, it appears as diverse. Due to its identification with ego, or apara prakriti, lower nature, the jiva, or the indweller in the body, is called an amsha, a fragment. Gita chapter 15, verse 7. If it does not identify with ego, then there remains only one consciousness. Besides the existence of divine entity, all else is illusion. The divine entity is the base, support, illuminator, and refuge of all illusions. The divine entity is not limited to one place, but pervades everywhere. The entire creation, actions, and objects are within that entity. The creation is born and gets dissolved, but the entity or the eternal consciousness remains the same. It means that the divine entity neither dwells in the body nor in prakriti, but like the akasha, it pervades everywhere. Nityaha sarvagataha. Gita chapter 2 verse 24. That all-inclusive divine entity is within and without all the bodies. That all-pervading entity is the self, and that is Godhood. That entity seems to be present only in place because of ego. The ego is rooted in the desire for pleasure. While practicing the spiritual discipline also, the aspirant starts enjoying the pleasures. Sukasangena badnati. Gita chapter 14 verse 6. This desire for pleasure lingers till the aspirant transcends the three gunas, modes of nature. For that reason, an aspirant should be very careful and alert to ward off the desire for pleasure. Chapter 13 verse 33. Yatha prakashayat ekah kritsnam lokamimam ravihi kshetram kshetri tatha kritsnam prakashayati bharata. O Bharata, as one sun illumines the whole world, so does one kshetrajna, the lord of the kshetra, spirit, atma, illuminates the entire field, kshetra. Comment. As in the light of sun, all good and evil actions are performed. Some recite the Vedas, some may shoot the animals, but the sun does not get any merit nor incur any sin. The reason is that the sun does not become the doer or the enjoyer of those actions. Likewise, the self, all-pervading existence, provides the energy and agility to all the bodies of the entire universe. But, in fact, it itself neither is a doer of any action nor gets tainted. Refer Gita chapter 18 verse 17. It means that pure self takes no pride of being an illuminator. The responsibility of doing work is only upon him who has the capability to do the work. Just like howsoever expert a painter may be, he cannot create a painting without the materials, colors and brushes, etc. In the same way, the self, the consciousness, cannot do anything without the help of inert prakriti or matter. Thus, it is not possible to perform any type of action without the help from the body. Hence, to do an action, the body is of some use. But if we do not want to perform any action, what is the use of the body? The body is of no use. If we do not want to see any object, then what is the use of the eye for us? If we do not want to hear, what is the use of the ear to us? In the performance of a physical action, the physical gross body is of use. To think or to reflect or to meditate, the subtle body is used. In trance, the causal body is useful. The body and the actions performed with the body are useful for the world. The self is divine entity. Accordingly, the body and the actions performed with the three types of bodies are not of any use for the self. The self lacks nothing, because the divine entity, self, can only be one and not two. On that account, we do not need any companion. Thus, when we have neither affinity with any action, doership, nor we have any relationship with anything which is to be acquired, which we presently do not have, desire, nor have any affinity with the possessions, sense of mind, with the things we already have, the identification with prakriti will be cut asunder. With the breach of identification with prakriti, the activity will take place, but there will not remain anyone as the doer or the enjoyer. Chapter 13 verse 34. Kshetra kshetratnayor evam antaram jnana chakshusha bhuta prakriti mokshanca yevidurianti te param. Those who perceive with the eye of wisdom the difference between kshetra, field, and kshetratnya, the knower of the field, and the phenomenon of liberation from prakriti along with its evolutes attains the supreme. Comment. The knowledge of the distinction between kshetra and kshetrajna is called viveka, discrimination. The aspirants who, having attached importance to this viveka, perceives the clear distinction between kshetra and realize the prakriti and its evolutes, body, to be totally different from the self, they attain God. From their viewpoint, nothing else remains besides the pure consciousness. All actions are done in kshetra, inert matter. In kshetrajna, consciousness, no actions ever take place. The gross body and the actions performed by it, the subtle body and thinking done by it, and the causal body and its trance state, all these belong to jada or inert class. The desire, egoism, etc., all modifications are in jada only. All sins, suffering are also in jada classification. Dependence on others and performance of work, both are in jada. Surrender to God and being at rest are in chetana or the consciousness portion. To know the clear separation between jada and chetana is only the real knowledge. With this fire of knowledge, all sins get burnt. Refer Gita chapter 4 verse 36 and 37. Om Tat Saditi Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yogo Nama Trayodashodhyayah. Thus with Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord, in the Upanishad of the Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of Brahma, the Supreme, the scripture of Yoga and the dialogue between Shri Krishna and Arjuna, this is the 13th discourse designated the Yoga of Discrimination between the Kshetra and the Kshetrajna. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.